Organic farmers and their advocates from across the country gathered last week. Traditionally, the annual conference, which has been taking place for more than 30 years, would have attracted participants to La Crosse, Wisconsin. However, with a global pandemic still raging, 1,500 people from 43 states gathered virtually. They not only shared the latest in the art of organic vegetable growing, but how to stay afloat in a predominantly industrialized farming world. We visit an organic enterprise in Waukesha County to learn the farmer's perspective on why organic matters. It's an excruciatingly cold morning when I venture out to meet Linda Hawley at the 400-acre farm she manages.
I'm Linda Hawley, the general manager of Gwenyn Hill Farm.
Gwenyn, that means honeybee in Welsh, is a nod to generations of people who farmed this lush valley, starting back in 1842.
A. Williams married into the original farmer's daughter. Another Williams bought the land next door, and so this was just a valley of Williams farmers, dairy farmed, and one of them had sheep, which is a Welsh thing.
By the 20-teens, most of the Williams family had moved on. It looked as though a subdivision would take the farm's place. Instead, its new owner hired Hawley to revive the farm with a retro twist.
We brought back the diversity of a 1950s or 1940s farm in Wisconsin with many different species of animals and some chickens for eggs. We've maintained small fields and, well, we even use horses once in a while.
More about those horses later. First, Hawley introduces me to the Gwenyn cows hanging out near the barn, munching.
They're crossbred so that they're really good grazers and make high butter fat and protein content in their milk on grass.
That's part of the organic thing. Livestock forage on the land over as many months of the year as possible. That's where Gwenyn's land and livestock manager, Ryan Heinen, comes in. He's about to head across the snow-drifted fields using the power of three massive draft horses.
So we're going to go feed our Red Devon beef cattle. They're in one of our pastures. It's protected on a couple sides by some evergreens, so it's a good place to winter them.
For multiple reasons, Heinen says.
I like to feed as much as I can on the pasture because then all the waste hay and the manure and the urine goes back into the soil and helps our pastures grow, and it's less work. I don't have to haul manure out.
Heinen's path to organic farming started with a keen interest in conservation.
I got to thinking if there was a way to farm that would restore or maintain grasslands, it would be a benefit to the land, the soil, the water, as well as producing good food for people.
But Heinen bumped up against an obstacle many want to be farmers face.
I didn't grow up on a farm. Unless you were born into a farm, it's really tough to get going on your own.
Linda Hawley has farmed organic for close to 30 years in Wisconsin and California, among other places. She hopes Gwenyn can be a model, helping younger growers like Ryan Heinen gain experience and serving as what she calls a hyper-local resource.
We're really feeding our community.
The 240 families who buy fresh vegetables and greens during the growing season live within 10 miles from the farm.
And stewarding a resource within the community, land, soil, water.
But Hawley acknowledges the nearly 19,000 small organic farms around the country face challenges. In recent years, some very large operations have been certified organic by the USDA, despite concerns their animals are confined indoors rather than spending time outdoors, and in the case of cattle, grazing. Practices central to organic farming.
And so, yes, it does impact us because when you have 20,000 hens in the barn, and they really never do go outside. We charge $6.50 a dozen for our free-range organic eggs that are fed only the feed that we grow here on our farm.
Hawley believes what she calls an overriding cloud of cheap food must change. She suggests organic, that is hyper-local, is key to a sustainable future.
People have to be willing to pay the true price of food, otherwise eventually our water resources, our air resources, our land resources will be degraded.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.